Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know it's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. For those of you guys who may be tuning into this podcast for the first time, I'm Jasmine, and I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer. And we do these Wedding Wednesday series every week, with just to kind of provide some tips and guidance for couples who are planning their wedding. So today's Wedding Wednesday topic is going to be all about your wedding vows. So if you are trying to come up with the perfect vows for your wedding, then this podcast is for you. It will provide you with some tips to help you write your wedding vows. However, keep in mind that you don't need to feel pressured to write your own vows. If the thought of writing your vows and saying them out loud in front of everyone frightens you, then just let your officiant take the lead. That's no problem at all. But if you do want to write your own vows and you're kind of stuck, you're not really sure what to do or what to say, then this will be kind of help you out. So the first thing you're going to want to think about is the vow style. So the first thing to consider when it comes to start to write your wedding vows is your wedding vow style. Are you going to write your vows and your fiancé will write theirs? Or will you be writing vows for each other? Are you going to do a poem style vow where you each say a line of the vows making promises to each other? Or will your vows be a secret from each other, or will you help each other write them? Once you figure out what type of vow style you will have, then you can go ahead and start writing your vows to accommodate that. So that's the first thing you're going to want to think about. So now we'll go dive right into the vow basics. So each vow normally has three different parts and features, and the heart of every vow is a pact. The three different parts are a declaration of love, a promise for your wedding, and then there's some personal touches. The declaration of love is where you talk about your love for your fiancé. This can be personal, such as, I love how you blank, or just straightforward, I love you so much. The promise for your wedding is where you talk about what you promise them with your marriage. It can be straightforward, like, I promise to always be faithful. Or it can be something a little more funny, I promise to not hog the remote for the TV. The personal touches are just that. Talk about personal things that you both love and enjoy and any personal aspects of your relationship. Remember, your vows don't need to be stuffy or formal. You can really make them quirky and unique just like you guys are. So when it comes to your vows, make sure you really kind of talk from the heart and include in those special touches. So when we talk, and so now we'll dive into what to say. So the vow basics above that we just talked about kind of gave you some ideas, but a good starting place is just to think about everything that you love about your fiancé. Why do you love them and what makes you want to marry them? You can then turn those things into the three different parts of a vow and go from there. So really it's all about your love and why you want to spend the rest of your life with this person. So if you need help and you aren't sure if you're on the right track, reach out to friends and family members who are married, and they can help provide some great advice. Your officiant can also help you, so don't be afraid to reach out to them as well. And then lastly, when it comes to reading your vows on the wedding day, it can certainly be a little nerve-wracking. So take your time and don't be afraid to read the vows from a piece of paper. You can cry, laugh, or smile. It's all fine. Before the wedding day, practice saying your vows a couple of times, and this will kind of help take some of the nervousness away. And if you are one of those people who really want to write and read your own vows at your wedding, but you're also a little shy and uncomfortable reading them in front of your guest, you can also ask your officiant to turn off the mic. So when you're reading it, you can still read those vows, your unique vows to your fiancé, but it won't be as loud where everyone can hear them as well. So it's kind of a little in-between way if you really want to write your vows, but you're also a little more shy and reserved, so that might help you out there. So hopefully this kind of gave you a little bit of tips and some tricks, and it will kind of help you start thinking about your wedding vows and everything like that. So that's it for this week's installment. Be sure to tune in next week for another installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Thanks, guys, and have a great rest of your week.